In a KPCW interview earlier this week, Deer Valley President and General Manager Bob Wheaton said they're full steam ahead on gondola plans and just working through various alignments on where it would run. The focus is narrowing on the area around the transit center in Old Town for the Origin, and the terminus would be on one side or the other of Silver Lake Lodge. There'd be an angle station also at some point along the trajectory, Wheaton says. Park City Manager Diane Foster says the city's role right now is to consider partnering with Deer Valley. One step in the process, she says, will start at this week's city council meeting when council will approve a list of viable city-owned properties that can potentially be used to attain community goals like a gondola.
Deer Valley has asked the city to consider either leasing, selling, partnering, whatever, on a gondola, and before council can even discuss whether or not they would allow or look to partner somehow on having a gondola land either in or around the transit center, that property actually has to go on a property disposition list, and that's by state law. So this is a step in the process.
There are a number of city-owned parcels in the transit center vicinity in Old Town that the city will consider using for the base of the gondola.
So it includes the one that's between the KPCW studio and the transit center, as well as the flagpole lot. And you have to go back to the feds if you do anything with the transit center, but I could even see us adding a second level onto the transit center and having something land there. The idea is that you want an intermodal hub. You want a place where, you know, if the gondola is going to come in, the people aren't walking in ski boots up and down Sweet Alley to get up to the brew pub lot, for example.
All this planning aside, Foster says talk of a gondola is still just in its preliminary stages.
The council actually hasn't had any discussion on specifically on those parcels other than saying, yes, we'd like them added to the list so we can have that discussion.
That's Park City City Manager Diane Foster. Council will consider the resolution regarding the disposition of city-owned property during regular session beginning at 6 p.m. on Thursday in the City Council chambers of the Marsac Building. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.